I'm Stargate Pioneer.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Lauren from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D.
A podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com
and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, coming to you live for a very special edition of the Legends Studios via the interwebs. It's the Legends Entertainment News Stream. I am the operator.
I'm Wing.
Beef, that's your part.
I figured let the other guys.
I was going to say, I've been gone for a while, but I'm pretty sure it's Beef's turn.
I go out last usually, but I'm Beef.
And I'm Neil.
And we have guests.
We are so organized. What I love is the fact that it's written right there in black and white, and Beef still thinks he should go last.
I'm still looking at the stupid bumper shit. I'm not actually back on topic.
So, yeah. I've been doing this for 5 years. Beef's been doing this for 4 years.
We are professionals, as you can tell.
Hey, there you go.
I've been doing this for 9.
You have been
still
doing
not
this.
Any better.
Where's the dang dock, guys? I can't find it.
Guys, guys, are you guys doing a podcast? Like, where's the dock, man?
Come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
Way to leave your executive producer out of it. All right.
Just love throwing that title around, dude. Just
Wing gave it to me.
I did give it to you.
I'll bet Wing gave it to you. I'll bet.
Oh, yeah. They're doing right now the audio version of like pulling the car up about 5 feet every time SP tries to get into the vehicle. Yeah, that's about what's happening right now.
Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Be cool, guys. Come on.
So okay, did you get the doc?
Yeah. It's
okay, cool. Beef, what time is it?
News time.
Okay, some comics that came out. Blacklist number 1, and yes, Beef, that is based on the TV show.
Woohoo! Thank you. That was my question.
Word. Thor's number 2, which is very good. It's one of the comics.
Plural? What?
Yes, it's based. It's a offshoot of the Secret Wars comics that are out right now. It's basically all of these Thors that are basically the police force of the realm of Battle World.
Yeah, this issue they bring in Thor the Dishonored as well, which is awesome.
It's honest to God, it's written like a fucking police drama. It's fucking hilarious. It's awesome.
Yep. I was envisioning all these female Thors.
No.
They have some female Thors in there, but it's sweet. Just every Thor you could pop. There's a Groot Thor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Thor the Frog of Thunder is the police coroner.
Oh, dear God. Is it a good comic, at least? Because the way
it is actually,
it's fantastic.
I was just going to say, the more you guys talk, I'm going further and further away from it. But, okay.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a cop drama. The first issue, the guy's partner, who was about to retire, gets killed. It doesn't get more police drama than that.
I'm too old for this shit.
Exactly. Superman number 42, where basically Lois Lane reveals Superman's secret identity, which
that
will fuck things
bitch.
Up.
Bitch!
Yeah, yeah, what about that? Isn't she married?
Lois Lane figures out he's Superman, says, yeah, fuck you. I'm telling everybody. Boom! Everybody knows Clark Kent is Superman.
Yeah. And this is actually a look back. She revealed his identity, I think, 3 issues ago, maybe 2 issues ago. So this tells about the lead up to it. It's a pretty cool backstory.
And let's see, 1602, which I have not read, but it's another offshoot of Secret Wars, along with Witch Hunter Angela, which is a another one that I also haven't read because I don't have time. So,
okay.
Moving on.
So their dimension of the week?
Yes, exactly.
It's the same book.
It's the same damn thing.
Okay.
But as mentioned, Superman's identity was revealed in the comics. So the DC Universe is kind of dealing with the ramifications of the fact that everybody knows now Clark Kent is Superman. So it's actually not a bad storyline. They're kind of taking it, to the point that, like, people in Smallville just cannot deal with the fact that the kid who grew up there is Superman.
Superman.
Kind of, freaking out about. But it's actually a very good story so far, so we will see how it goes. Killing Pretty number 7 in the Sandman Slim series. Who put this in?
Yeah, I did. So okay. We're coming up to Urban Fantasy release period, August, September, and October. We've got a lot of Urban Fantasy being released. If you like things like the Dresden Files and Suki Stackhouse, Sandman Slim is really noir. It's by LA author Richard Cadry. Pretty dark. If you like urban fantasy with a darker turn, check out Sandman Slim. Number 7, Killing Pretty, just came out 2 days ago.
Yeah, you could do. In online media, The Killing Joke will be made, and it will have Mark Hamill doing the Joker voice.
As it should be.
As
damn
it
right
be.
As it should be.
Now I'm worried because who's doing Batman? Please.
I'm Batman.
Well, please, yes. I want Kevin Conroy.
Kevin Conroy would, yeah, that kind of fit, actually.
Yeah.
But I'm really hoping they like stick like almost page by page with the story, because that was one of the best Joker stories that's ever been done.
You're bringing something interesting because it's a really small book.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid that they're going to try to extend it a little bit.
Expand on it, and then they're going to throw in things they don't need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully not, but we shall see. Yeah. But Jessica Jones is going to be set for later this year. That is going to start up on Netflix. So that is another, miniseries that's going to be on Netflix.
Yeah.
Along the lines of Daredevil.
Right. And what's important about this is they confirmed it is going to be in 2015. It's not going to be pushed off till 2016.
Oh.
Right. And the other thing that's also important is the fact that they are going to start releasing new seasons every 6 months. As more series come up, they're going to start combining characters, so it's going to be like a Defenders kind of series overall.
Well, that's their ultimate goal, right?
Yes.
Right.
That's what Marvel wants to do.
The Defenders won't get out there until all the other characters have had their chance at one season, and Daredevil will have two seasons at least before they start the Defenders series.
Well, yep. Season 2 seems more and more to be like the Punisher season, which I'm good with. Have you seen Daredevil, Sean?
No.
Okay.
You haven't seen Daredevil yet?
I could have sworn you saw Daredevil.
No, I've seen Daredevil.
Okay,
I have. It was Operator who talked me into it. He's like, dude, you got to see it. You have to see this. I'm like, I don't know. The kid, you know, the kid has a bunch of stuff happen to him. I'm a dad. I can't deal with that very well right now. He's like, no. Just push past it. It's going to be worth it. And totally right. I tell you when I got invested, when you met Stick.
Yeah.
Stick was kind of awesome. Stick was kind of awesome.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, for me it was like from the moment it started, I'm like, okay, yeah, I could probably, you know, do a just splurge and push all the way through it and stuff like that, but it really wasn't until
he says it on dates too.
Yeah, exactly. the moment Vincent D'Onofrio came on the screen and he started playing Kingpin, I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I'm just going to like shut off the phone and just watch this whole fucking thing."
Because it was so just good.
I should have known he'd have been a great Kingpin. I mean, he does many things well, but I mean, from the moment you see him in like, put my hands on my head, you know, I mean, from the moment that happens to Kingpin, he is brilliant in almost everything he's done. But Kingpin was especially just well, you believe that, you know, because Kingpin is he's a very comical character, and I know that's weird to say in that setting, but it's easy to laugh at Kingpin and not take him seriously as a bad guy. But ever since they did, like, what was the Dark Knight series where they did Scarecrow? Because Scarecrow was the worst Batman villain in the history of anything. But they made him scary.
They made
Kingpin serious. And
yeah, they did.
It was a beauty, a thing of beauty. Really was.
Yeah, this week we just watched episode 9 of the Daredevil series, and it's the cufflink / hammer episode in the series.
That's a rough one.
It's phenomenal in the storyline, though. It's amazing. If you haven't checked out Daredevil, you better, because it's awesome.
If the other shows have the kind of quality, even if it's not the same style, the same kind of quality, yeah, go. Make a bunch.
Absolutely. And they're in the Marvel Universe. So, you know, that's all.
Wow.
I love you, Op. Penis.
I don't know if he was going to do that or not.
He can say that on this cast.
Yes, he can.
Just a little bit.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. In TV news, I am very disappointed because I'm a huge fan of the show. Key and Peele, they are going to shut down after this season just because they want to work on other stuff. It's got nothing to do with Comedy Central and stuff like that. But it is, if y'all haven't seen it, it is some of the funniest shit that's on Comedy Central right now. I put it up there, not quite at the level, but it's up there with Chappelle. It's it's really good.
I don't know if it's
really
up there
good.
With Chappelle, but I would honestly say that it's very similar to me when you guys remember a while back when they had The Man Show with Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla, and you knew both of those guys were going to be somebody, right? You knew it. From the first time you saw girls jumping on trampolines, I was just like, this is goddamn genius. And I'm like, I need to do a podcast, you know? So you got that feeling. And when they split, you're like, holy crap, man, this sucks. But, I mean, they went on to have two very different but excellent careers. I don't know if you guys listen to any of Adam Carolla's podcasts, but he does a pretty good job. Jimmy Kimmel obviously, you know, went nowhere. Never hear from that guy.
What's he doing?
But this, the Key and Peele separating, and the reason I'll bring it back around here, the reason I was bringing that up is I think this is that same kind of thing because both of them are tremendously talented. Obviously, one is a little bit more over the top and kind of, I think he was more the creative engine for it. I don't know. The dude has balls. I mean, to stand behind the president, whatever you think of his political affiliations or policies or whatever, to stand behind the president, the actual president, and do it, do that skit, that's balls, man. Yeah. And I think you're going to wind up seeing them, both of them, around.
I mean, well, they've already done some other work. They actually did season one of Fargo.
Ooh.
They did a bit part of
that. Is that good?
Very good. Very good. If you like the movie, it's the exact same vibe.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they got Limitless coming out too. And if you,
which is going to be awesome. And Wing,
that was his favorite movie, right?
Oh, he loved that.
Well, I didn't like the movie, but I love the concept. The fact that they're going like for a series instead of a movie.
Okay,
I love
the
idea.
You did nothing but bitch about that movie.
No, he, yes, he did. But he also did. I remember him saying he liked the. That was one of the. He did like the concept, but he said it had no art.
Yes.
It had no art.
No art whatsoever.
You got to get art from the TV show.
Yeah. Well, you will have more time. That's why I like.
Daredevil, the movie?
Shut up. That's why I like Lena Headey's. Lena Headey's Sarah Connor better than Linda Hamilton's because I had more time with her. But
blasphemy.
I know.
Well, I know. If you had time with her, you'd be fine too, Sean.
You know.
Look, I believe I am the established slut of the five of us. I mean, seriously. I'm fine with anything. Are you a woman? Fog this mirror. Everything's fine.
Okay, you're... Not exactly like John Barrowman, but as long as you're a woman. Yeah. Okay.
Sean, you do realize there's six people on this podcast, right?
Oh, I wasn't counting me, actually. I'll tell you exactly what
numbers
I did.
Numbers are hard.
I looked at, what are these numbers? It's just numbers you speak of. No, I tell you exactly what I did. I looked at the Skype window thing, and there's five little boxes, and I went, five.
Yes.
Like a kindergartner. Five.
He just didn't count himself.
I don't matter.
You don't start from zero.
You do if you're a programmer.
So true, dude. And this is probably Wing's fault, too. There is going to be another Lavalantula movie.
For the love of fuck?
I haven't watched the first one yet.
I didn't even know they had done Lavalantula 1.
They released it supposedly the night of the third bullshit movie Wing started the trend on.
But I didn't watch. I knew what's coming out, but I haven't watched it yet, so.
What? Lavalantula, you're going to watch it?
Of course.
Don't
encourage
you're
them.
Part of the problem.
He is part of the problem.
You are the problem.
Because
that's how we got Sharknado 3, sir.
Mm-hmm. 4.
He made me watch all 6 Trancer movies, too.
He didn't make you. You fell into the.
He did.
You fell into the.
Just
French
like a prom date. You just fell into her, huh?
What did we watch? 2? 1 or 2?
1.
And we told him we were done after that, and he still like cracked out and bought all 17 of them. Yeah,
look,
I liked
Trancers 1. It was funny.
Yeah, but after that, we all checked out, and Wing was like tying off a vein and going to town.
He's a woman in the fifth one. Come on!
Oh my God, I have to see them
inherently makes it better.
Of course. Look, watch the scooter go through the window.
And that's all you really need, right?
That's
there.
All you really need. You watch Helen Hunt driving a scooter. You watch the scooter jump a 4-foot retaining wall and go through a window. That's all you need.
It had rocket assist takeoff. It was all good.
Say that it,
it had turbo boost.
It had Gino rockets strapped to the side of it.
Yeah. And the second one, they have like a golf cart chase. It's something.
Ooh, you spoil me.
I know.
You spoil me with your golf carts. Okay. I have brought up this show previously on the cast called At Midnight that's done by Chris Hardwick. For those of you who haven't seen it, it's very funny. Basically, he takes things from the internet, and there's it's kind of a game show mentality where you have three comedians basically making fun of shit that's on the internet. It's actually really, really funny. And anyway, there is a part in the show which is called Hashtag Wars, where he brings up, like, you know, he makes up a hashtag, like, you know, things Darth Vader would say or something like that, and then the comedian would say something funny based on the hashtag. But the thing about that particular part of the game is that people on Twitter participate. So they start, you know, hashtagging, you know, what Darth Vader would say, blah, 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 blah. And this happens, like, it's been happening for over a year, year and a half. I mean, it really takes off whenever the show is on. Last night, apparently there was a hashtag called New Harry Potter Books.
I see where this is going.
People who are not familiar with At Midnight see this hashtag, and it builds up quickly. Looking at, oh my God, there's new Harry Potter books coming out. Yay! And then they look, and it's really not even close.
Harry Potter fans right now are like
pissed.
Crack or heroin addicts at the end of a Jones, and they're almost done detoxing, and they're looking for that quick fix. Mm-hmm. So they saw this, and they flip their shit, digging in their couch cushions for change. I know, walk with me, it was a journey. But still, this is great because they all lost their shit thinking there was new material coming out and it was just comedians
making jokes.
Yeah, yep. Because if you look at the link that Operator put in the show notes,
it's longer than most of the actual, like, heady news we have on WA.
Oh, yeah, it's something.
No, non-stop scrolling. Mm-hmm.
And people got creative with, like, videos and all stuff like that. People were mad.
Yeah.
The actor that plays Harry Potter is 2 years older than the actress that plays Felicity on Arrow. He's that old.
He's 25. I mean,
26.
26. It makes sense at this point. I mean, he's growing up.
He's not the little nine-year-old anymore.
So, right, Harry Potter is in his 30s, and we'll be okay to have a movie in a couple
of years. Did you guys...
Like, yeah, please do another movie so I can make some money. All this other shit I've been doing sucks.
Did you guys hear about J.K. Rowling pissing off the entire traffic in her town? She shut down a highway in front of her house because she had to have her trees trimmed.
Oh, God.
Nobody was happy with her. Nobody.
First world problems.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. And Game of Thrones looks like it is going to end after season 8. You guys are going, it's going into what, season 6?
Yes.
Next season?
Yeah. They're filming season 6 right now. But
so basically 2 more seasons?
But let's be honest. If
and then they said prequel though, maybe.
Yeah, if Fear the Walking Dead works, we're going to get our prequel with, hey, Ned Stark may come back. Who knows?
Yeah, I'd be good with that. I'm okay with that. But and then at the end they say dead is dead is dead is dead about Jon Snow. But
yeah,
the last person that came into the camp was Lady Melisandre right before Jon Snow got stabbed. All right? If anyone can make a motherfucker rise from the dead, it's going to be that crazy, fiery, hot, pale-skinned chick.
Yeah, but that show kills people. That's what they do.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Everybody wants him back, but I don't think they're going to give it back to you.
No, they're not going to, but that was the greatest theory ever. But anyways,
I know,
but... shut up. Moving on. I'm wrong. I know.
Look, we all know Tyrion's going to win the damn thing anyway, so it's fine.
I hope he does.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
And I'm so excited to know, Sean, are you in the box office for Ant-Man?
I'm sorry, for what movie again? What's that?
There's no fucking H there.
For Ant-Man? No, I haven't seen Ant-Man.
Have you seen Ant-Man?
Look, there are a bunch of ants. Well, that's what you get for leaving food out at a picnic. You always get ants.
Because I knew
you want
were...
ants. This is how we get ants.
I knew you were really excited about this movie. So
I, you know, I was not. And I was rather public about it, as I recall.
Yes,
and I stand by that. It's you know, I saw it. There's some funny moments. I didn't pay money for it. I saw it on a service that rhymes with Bodhi, and I was unmoved. I mean, it's amusing and stuff like that, but I could have picked out of the pantheon of strong characters. You could have picked. You picked Ant-Man.
Yes.
No. No, I'd have been happy about a Black Panther movie. I'd have been happy about anyone from the X-Men, just singular. I mean, I know the Wolverine things didn't do so well, but you could have done a Storm movie. I'd have been there. I'd have given you my $8. Almost anyone. You could have done it about Puck, for all I give a shit.
Wow. Ant-Man.
The guy from the
Real you
world?
Are reaching back. I know, from like the first Fox. Or second Real World? That Puck?
Different Puck.
Oh, yes,
same Steve, annoyance, puck, but exactly. Different Puck.
My bad. I get confused most times.
But Beef, we love you because we do need more Canadian superheroes. So yeah, get on the Puck train.
True. I always thought it was kind of condescending they named the Canadian superhero Puck.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. How much Canadian do you have to piss off before it becomes a problem, you know?
Well, let's jump there real quick because, you know, that's what we do here. But you mentioned a singular X-Men movie. Apparently now there's a shit ton of trouble with Gambit.
Yeah, well.
See, and he was one of my favorites because I grew up watching.
Favorite X-Men.
Yeah, I grew up watching that 90s X-Men cartoon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and he was the fucking coolest.
The best thing from that was when he was going to get up against a Sentinel and he was going to save Jubilee. He picked up there on a construction site. I'll never forget it. He picked up a bucket that had like nuts and bolts or rivets in it, and he charged the whole thing, and he like splashed him like you would someone with water with the nuts and bolts,
yeah.
And they all ripped through the Sentinel, and I was like, woohoo, Gambit is a badass motherfucker. Yeah. So yeah, I'm upset. I even as much as I was upset Channing Tatum might have been him,
yeah,
not
but that's
more upset.
Look
at the draw.
Yeah, but look at the fact in there. They are sinking $150 million in a Gambit movie, and I'm like, you're doing a Deadpool movie for 40. Why?
That's
so maybe the
cost?
Huh?
That was the difference in cost?
Yeah, it's a movie that's gonna cost $150 million and Deadpool costs 40.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know who I thought would have made a decent Gambit, and you guys are going to laugh, but hang with me on this one. Harry Connick Jr.
I can't
picture. Harry Connick Jr. win.
Why can't I
picture? Because not Harry Connick Jr. now.
No, not Harry Connick Jr. now.
The Independence Day one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
Because he's a Southern boy anyway.
That's far enough back, maybe.
Yeah. Because what's he? He's like pushing 50 now, isn't he?
I think he's past 50.
But he was a Southern Bayou boy, tall, kind of lanky back then, you know, but he's, I don't know, what is he, 6 foot, 6'2", something like that? That would have been a decent Gambit.
He's 47.
Picture him. Really?
I'd say pushing 50 now, you know. He's a little old now. It's an older code, but it still checks out.
He's old.
Old.
But yeah,
the president?
No, that's Bill Pullman. No.
What's the matter with you? The other pilot
educate yourself.
No, I got the picture. I'm sorry. It just came up and I was confused as hell. The
crazy one who didn't do what Will Smith told him to do.
He said, I don't know what to do. And then a boom. Jimmy, no! Okay. That shit.
I can't get there, dude. I'm sorry.
Oh, no imagination with you. Seriously.
But, yes. I'm the one on this pile of cast that has no imagination.
I got a lot of imagination about Rachel McAdams being in Doctor Strange because it's Rachel McAdams. And
I think there was a collective.
I've had imagination about Rachel McAdams doing all kinds of stuff.
Yes,
and most of them
strange
were strange.
Stuff? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's gonna do some Cumberbatch. So It's okay.
That's a dirty word, sir.
That is a dirty word.
She might want to wash her Cumberbatch.
Oh,
let's see what you did, Sam. It's seeing into stuff in it. Yes, yes. And Batman and Superman, I think they took roids because people shouldn't look
Holy
like
Holy shit.
He's huge. Batfleck is huge.
And he has back knee and a small penis.
Look at my bat penis.
Well, he has no neck, but
back knee. Yeah, that's what you get when you take raids. Back knee and a small penis.
Oh, I
love that! I'm so going to use that at every occasion now.
Do you have back knee?
I'm going to find a way to work that into sentences, dude. He has back knee.
He has back knee.
But the pictures, but yeah, the pictures are good.
The pictures are very good, but it's like the dude, these are large people.
It's crazy.
That's kind of freaky.
And that okay, now I'm finally coming around to
Batfleck?
No. The Gal Gadot thing, maybe she is too small.
See?
Neck look, up finally. Looks From exactly up, like Wonder Woman.
I will need to see her in costume next to them, but if they're this big and she's that tiny, I don't care how many hard years they had on Mysterio Island or whatever. That bitch is super tiny.
She's a goddess.
Yeah, I know, but still.
She's a thin goddess compared to the rest of these. Seriously, I'm thinking, what's her name from Haywire?
Gina Carano. Yeah, but still. No, hell yeah, I like her, but I don't think she's a good enough actress to hold this up right now.
Either that or Jamie Alexander, who did Sif.
Well, look at what they did with Angelina Jolie in Tomb Raider. I mean, they can do enhancements.
A pair
of foamy jugs is a lot different than like.
Well, you could wear a bodysuit nowadays, Beef. It doesn't just have to be tits. Why is it always boobs with you?
Because
I don't
that's
understand.
What it was. You brought up.
You didn't even like big ones.
You
We've
brought
had this
up
discussion.
Tomb Raider. Yeah, yes, I'm not a big tit fan, but you brought up Tomb Raider, and that's all they did with her for enhancements was gave
it's
her.
It's because she looked like Lara Croft, except
that
for
is true.
But I am just saying it's a little bit different. You look at some of these pictures now of Gal Gadot, while gorgeous in that white dress, she is still kind of a fucking twig.
She's still
tiny.
I thought she would have put a little bit more on. Where you can't, okay, it's not like you can slip a guy into a muscly suit and have him throw on a shirt where it kind of looks okay, like in Hellboy or something like that. You can't really do that for a chick. I've never seen it done and have it be believable.
I think it can't be done.
Yeah, it's not so much for me that it's like when she is in the costume, because they show it in the trailer, she looks small. Again, neck up, exactly like Wonder Woman. Neck down, she still has this kind of skinny arms and skinny legs. It's a very pretty girl, but
Wonder Woman is
a freaking Amazon.
The white business suit scares me. That's what, and there's nothing in there for reference at her size, but it's just, she's so tiny.
You're tiny, tiny Wonder Woman. You're so tiny.
Anyway.
She's going to look like a comic book character besides them. That's
yeah.
it. She will. So that's what we want. No?
Tommy Lee Jones will be in the next Bourne movie with
Matt Damon.
Back.
What?
So why are they bringing him back? I wanted to see Jeremy Renner again.
Jeremy Renner actually did a great job.
It was a good movie.
The Matt Damon ones were played out to me after the second one, I think.
I enjoyed them, but I really enjoyed the Jeremy Renner one. It was the pace was excellent. They gave you a better backstory on why he's like that and what he's doing and why he can do the things he does. And Jeremy Renner, once you get him outside of Hawkeye, which I'm not a fan of him, I'm not a fan of Hawkeye himself, but once you get him outside of that, he actually does a great job.
You know, Wing is gnashing his fucking teeth right now.
I know, that's why I said it. I was waiting for him to knock you off. I was expecting him just to. He must be taking a leak or something.
I'm not a fan of the movie anyway, so whatever. I mean,
but he said Hawkeye in general. I expected you to be stabbing a fork in your ear hole.
I like Hawkeye, but I'm not like the biggest fan of Hawkeye. I'm a big fan of Green Arrow. That's different.
So, Sean, are you going to go see Jeremy Renner in Mission Impossible?
Ooh,
hell yeah.
That looks good. Everyone that's seen it.
Yeah,
great.
You know, it took me a little bit after the couch jumping stuff to get good with Tom Cruise movies again. It's like you have to separate yourself from Tom Cruise.
He's
a little
an actor.
Bit.
You have to do that with all of them. They're all kind of batshit crazy. But look at the last four years of his stuff, though.
He does. You know what? I really like Night and Day. I really like Mission Impossible 3.
Go back to Last Samurai. I don't think there has been more than three or four missteps since Last Samurai for me. Oblivion, Mission Impossibles. They're just fun. He does fun, stupid movies most of the time.
Well, that's where I was going. But yes.
I know. I ran over you. I'm sorry.
I am going to see. Sure, I'm absent for a couple years.
You two should just hug and, you know, it'll be all right. Hug it out.
Get a room.
Oh, they're also going to be, he also said they're going to be doing another one. Apparently, they're going to start shooting.
Yeah, he's already talking about it or something.
Yeah. And considering that he's like 53, 54, something like that, he's got only a few years left where he can hang on to the side of a plane.
Did you guys see that behind the scenes video?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Eight times.
Ugh. He is not a well person to be doing.
Oh,
that
that's total
shit.
Adrenaline shit.
At this point, I guess that's it because you're like, okay, what else can I do? I hung out the tallest building in the world.
I hung off the side of a cliff. And very few wires or support.
Next one's going to be like base jumping or something. So it's going to be something like the Red Bull dude from the stratosphere. They got to get something off a set.
Oh, yeah. Next Halo one's jump. A space. Of course.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. A Halo jump. That'll be the Mission Impossible 6, and 7 will be the satellite space jump.
And
Mission Impossible 8, he goes to the fucking moon.
Hey, Crusher.
To moon.
Yeah, crossover with the Expendables.
All he has to do is pass the hat around the Scientology group and they'll send him to the moon.
Supposedly he's out of Scientology now.
Yeah, I read that too.
Starting his own Scientology.
But another good news about him this week, they're talking about Live, Die, Repeat 2, Edge of Tomorrow.
No, don't call it that.
I don't.
What's the name of it? The real name?
Edge of Tomorrow.
Thank you. And the one before that. all you need
Let's
is
go
kill.
Through all the names.
All you need is kill.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. All you need is kill.
Lord.
Go on.
Yeah, so they're talking about a sequel. And I was like, seriously? But it did so well on DVDs and everything that they're actually talking about a sequel.
Dude, I fucking love that movie.
Me too. That was good.
That was the one movie he didn't actually play the hero. He played a dick. And
he
and it
played
worked.
A dick before.
Yeah,
Oblivion, but he was kind of a dick. He was the Captain Clone dick.
Rain Man, he was a dick.
Captain Clone.
Rain Man, he was retarded. Don't be an
No, it was not retarded.
That was the other guy. That was Dustin Hoffman. God, I'm an asshole.
They look so much alike, too.
The kind of journalistic integrity you've come to expect from years of Legends podcast.
Although, that's just from beef. Legends is actually pretty stand-up. I'm the asshole. I'm sorry, SP.
You're a quarter of legend, sir.
I just don't want to talk anymore.
You sound like the begging strips dog.
Dear God. You just thought you wanted to come back.
Just want some bacon.
bacon.
See?
Okay, Chris Pine is joining Wonder Woman because Star Trek isn't enough for him.
I mean, come on. Who else are they going to get to play Steve Trevor? Pine's perfect for it.
And think about Pine. At this point, every time they try to make him the lead of a movie, it didn't work. But every time he's like part of an ensemble, movie does well. So why not take a role like that?
Everything is better with Chris Pine. With a dash of Pine.
Hey. Just with a dash of Pine. A Soussaint of Pine.
Hey, I like Die Hard on a Train, and I like the new Jack Ryan, but the movies that didn't make money.
Wait, what was that? Which one was Die Hard on a Train?
Oh, I don't remember the name, but that was him. And
you don't need to remember the name. Die Hard on a Train is
sufficient. Oh, it was the one with
Chris
Denzel.
Denzel, yeah.
Yeah.
And anyway, that was fun.
You said Chris Hemsworth at first. I'm like, Chris Hemsworth... Denzel Washington.
Can he look similar?
No,
fit on a plane? I don't think he can. The man is too wide.
He's
I mixed it up with their F1 movie. Yeah, Unstoppable. That's
did
it.
Did we watch that?
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
I watched it.
I'm like, Jesus.
Beef's like, have I seen that? No, you haven't, Beef. All right, good, good.
Oh, my God. I thought I had a stroke just now. Oh, my God. But into some serious shit, Idris Elba and Netflix are going to go to the Oscars because this movie looks fucked up.
Is it a movie or a series?
No, it's a movie.
Netflix
it's an
is
original
starting
movie
to do movies.
Yeah, it's an original movie for Netflix. It is about child killers in Africa.
Not people that kill children, but
no
children, that
children
kill
who
people.
Kill people.
Child soldiers.
Yeah, this looks disturbing to the nth degree. And when he came on the screen, I'm like, that looks like Idris Elba. And then I saw the crest. I'm like, oh, shit.
I knew right away it was him. He's super dope in my eyes. But just the way it'll be interesting to see how they play on that dynamic because he's screaming at this kid. These are the men that killed your parents. And he gives the kid the machete. And it's like, oh, hell no. This
is
good.
Watch the kid kind of transform from like, I'm really scared. I can't do this. To fuck it, I'm killing your ass. It's over. And it looks amazing.
And
in
the meta of all this, if a Netflix movie win an Oscar, delegitimize what everybody right now
is like. You know what? I think Netflix has legitimized itself and overcome whatever they did 4 years ago when they pissed everyone off with the price hike. In the last year and a half, 2 years, they've blown away everybody's expectations with what they could do with their original programming, from Daredevil to Orange is the New Black to all the other shit I'm forgetting.
But if they had started producing movies like La Volantula and Sharknado, everybody would have laughed at what
that's why
movie.
They didn't, and they left that
that's it.
Sci-fi.
I'm saying,
damn you, sci-fi.
I'm saying they're playing their cards really right now, and they're helping. They're helping change, which is rare. Usually people want to stay in their habits, but they're trying to helping change in the industry.
Yeah, they're helping
right now.
The streaming change for sure.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime and Yahoo Stream, they're all getting...
Man in the High Castle.
Yeah, quote-unquote Top Gear is going to be on Amazon Prime now.
Yep.
Yes.
Quote-unquote Top Gear. Real Top Gear?
No, the three guys from Top Gear.
Fake Top Gear.
The presenters, you know, Clarkston and...
Effectively real Top Gear, because Andy Willman is coming with them.
Yeah, there you go. They're gonna have a new track. That's the only thing I can see. Because besides that, they're just gonna
run that same track mirrored backwards.
No,
it's a different track. It's got right turns instead of left.
Yeah, it's owned by the BBC. And when Clarkston, he punched an executive over a steak or something like that.
Yeah, Clarkson and the dude there were having an argument over a steak. They were both drunk. And they were having a heated argument. Clarkson punched him first. He punched Clarkson. Of course, when the dude went to the BBC executive, they were just under fire from everywhere for treating their stars with preferential treatment. So they made an example of Clarkson. And May and Hammond quit the show immediately. And they were shopping for a little while. It might have been Netflix. Amazon won out. And as soon as they made the deal with Amazon, they called Andy Willman, who was the original co-creator of the new Top Gear. And they got Andy Willman, like a couple other key producers, and the three presenters. And they're now going to essentially out Top Gear. They can't take the Stig with them. They can't take the track. And they can't take the name Top Gear. But everything else is just going to destroy what's the shit. The
under
new guy
clutch.
They got.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Clarkson was at the track for a charity event that was auctioned off before this whole thing went down. So he had to be there, and it was his last laps around the track for the charity event, and they padlocked the Top Gear offices so he couldn't come in and take a souvenir or anything.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay, so that's bad blood and
everything. Yeah, they're getting real shitty about it. And the fact that
he made the three of them made them quadrillions.
Oh, yeah, and they're really pissed that they because they offered him another contract, right, for
what,
other stuff and to do other stuff and to stay on the and to really kind of like usher in the new Top Gear. It's well, we'll put you as a producer on it or you know something else. You just can't be on a show. And he's told them to
you know, stick it. And they...
rightly so.
Well, yeah.
I created this franchise for you, and I'm sorry there was a drunken disagreement, but...
Yeah.
And now he is going to be taking his cash cow and, you know, plying his wares at Amazon, and everybody knows that they're going to just be piling money into Amazon, and BBC just lost their biggest ticket item.
Basically. Other than Doctor Who.
Doctor Who or something like that.
I think that is their biggest ticket item for the longest
Top Gear
time.
Was the most widely watched show.
And most widely syndicated, I believe, in other countries.
On the planet.
And I think they're number two money producer. So, yeah, they were upset.
But now that's a lot of drama.
And they're putting a new crew on Top Gear. I don't know.
Yeah.
It never, what's his name? Like the American one never worked.
Chris Everett. Is it Chris
Evans? Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Not the Captain America Chris Evans, the British radio host Chris Evans.
Right, and I just don't. I mean, the dude is a certified car nut. Don't get me wrong. You can tell I have a lot to say about this. But the dude is a certified car nut, but he just doesn't have the same kind of vibe that the others do. So I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to be producing Top Gear and this new show at the same time, and I guarantee you the three of them are going to trounce Top Gear. But
maybe there's enough place on the market for both show to work well. Who knows?
I don't know, because if you have a fan base that's that rabid, a.k.a. Sean.
Yeah, and we are. We're crazy
going to, yeah, they're going to leave Top Gear and follow
vehement.
People piled into that theater, or whatever you want to call it, just to get a chance to be on the new segment or whatever.
Yeah.
It was huge. Huge.
And I mean, I remember the backlash that happened on Twitter. And, you know, even though I'm not a fan of the show or anything like that, the fact that this show, based out of the BBC, affected American viewers as strongly as it did.
Oh yeah,
they're going to follow these people. They're not. Yeah. They're not going to stick with the Top Gear. They're
I hope
follow.
They can pirate or steal a few of the a handful of the cameramen, because some of those cameramen did for the BBC Top Gear was
amazing.
Stunning.
Yeah, it really was.
Like the C-130 lifting off the runway with the motorcycle that was jumping, and then the Baja car or whatever jumping, all three simultaneously.
Yeah,
they've done
so much shit like that. It's stupid. You wonder how they get them.
Yeah, you really don't understand how good they are until you watch other car shows and you go, why isn't this like Top Gear? Seriously, this is boring and shitty. And they're really getting just beautiful cinematographers.
And they've gotten away from the car show aspect of it and got more into their adventures,
exactly,
and they did some car reviews and stuff, and they did their little bit of news, but it was fun where it was, you know, it evolved like all shows do.
They focused on personality and content that happened to be about cars, and if you have entertaining content, I don't care the subject matter, if you have entertaining content and dynamic personalities, that will always, always find an audience, and that's what they did. I mean, he's brilliant.
How can you replace James May?
God, I love May. He is my favorite of the three. He really is.
He's awesome, but seriously, can you pinpoint why he's funny? But he is.
Only because the three of them know, or they all know how to play off each other, and they know how to push his buttons. That's why May works. Because the other two play with, you know what you're going to get, and they know how to fuck with him back and forth.
You mean like Beef.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Yes, going from child soldiers of Beasts of No Nation to talking about cars.
Well, that was weird.
Only on Legends will you get this.
Yes.
Only on Legends.
Can't hear that shit anywhere else, people.
You know? Jesus.
Yes, you guys.
But this movie with Johnny Depp, Black Mass.
Looks good.
What is this about?
Whitey Bulger.
I don't know who that is.
He was a gangster back in Boston. Really, I mean, like, high-level dude. Killed a lot of people. And he escaped. You know, there was a big FBI siege. He got out, and he was on the lam for decades. They couldn't find him.
And about, I think it was last year, they found him out here in Santa Monica, oddly enough, on the same street where I dated a girl. Which was
was it a bald girl who killed a lot of people?
No, and the funny thing was she told me later, oh my god, I just thought he was some weird dude that lived up the street. But
why she never introduced you to her dad.
That might be it. But he got busted out in Santa Monica. Both he and his girlfriend, and they had been living off of the money that they had taken.
Wow.
And nobody fucked with them. You know, they just, you know, there were times that they paid people off and stuff like that. But it was only about a year or two ago. He had been on the lam for about, I think, 20 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was ridiculous how long they couldn't find him. People had thought he had been killed. He was gone and blah, blah, blah. Nope. Just chilling out in Santa Monica, living life.
And this movie looks good.
Yeah. This movie might put Johnny Depp back on the respectable map.
It would be good because
I don't think Johnny Depp has ever left the respectable map.
He's just had shitty movies.
He's a joke the last 5 years.
Lone Ranger.
Mm. What's the other one? The drunken one? Rum Diaries. Look at his IMDb. His last 5 years have sucked.
This movie that came out in January.
And apparently he can't even film the next Pirates of the Caribbean because he's all drunk ass.
Really?
Or something. Yeah.
He's playing in Kevin Smith movies now, so.
Supposedly there's some shit about the new Pirates of the Caribbean where he's like had to detox for a week or two because
he had to detox to play Captain Jack Sparrow?
Yes. How drunk do you have to be?
I was going to say, how bad does that have to be?
Where did all the rum go? It went to Johnny Depp's room.
Why is all the rum gone?
Good. And then the whole thing about his dog, that they were going to, like, what, deport his dog or something like that?
Kill his dog.
That's right. They're going to kill his dog because it hadn't been checked when they went out to Australia. And I don't know if it was the Prime Minister or somebody, but somebody high up in the Australian government, like, yeah, you can't have the dog here. If you don't, you know, fly him back, we're going to kill him.
He put this girlfriend and the dog in the private jet back to America to save the dog.
Yeah.
That's because, I mean, they I think it, where was it? Ireland, somewhere where they were flying into an island and any dog you bring in or pet has like a week quarantine. So they know it doesn't have shit. So, I mean, I can kind of get it just because you're a rich asshole.
He has the same restrictions when he flies.
I do usually. If I go to an island country, hell yeah.
You know, for Hawaii,
we don't know where he's been. He's going to have to stay here.
For Hawaii, it's like 30 or 60 days or something like that for dogs. It's outrageous.
Wow.
And that's in the United States. It's just Hawaii.
That's crazy. Yeah, but Black Mass, this thing looks unbelievable.
The movie looked great. I just had no idea what the hell it was supposed to be about.
This is the next Scarface, basically.
It could be.
Wow, that is a bold fucking
statement. That is a huge statement. But
it looks like it right now. Okay,
Johnny Depp is boozing and fighting with his wife. Amber Heard is slowly killing Pirates of the Caribbean.
Amber Heard? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, which is very, very hot.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Supposedly he injured his hand too.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
He's gonna crash a plane on a golf course next.
Yeah. Harrison Ford alone, man.
Yeah.
If he wants to fly a plane that's actually older than he is, that's fine. Whatever.
Badass. Yes. He wants to relive, what was it, 6 days and seven nights again?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Wilhelm Haase, I crashed a plane.
And our final story, which is still technically a rumor, but considering what Netflix is doing, considering what Disney is doing a couple of years ago, I wouldn't have even put this on the thing, but there is talk of putting a live-action Star Wars-based series on Netflix.
I'm good with that.
Wow.
Yeah, bring it.
Yeah. And considering that Disney is already doing stuff via Marvel with Netflix, that's not a huge stretch.
Make that your Boba Fett franchise.
Exactly. Make that your Boba Fett series.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't have to do huge, it doesn't have to be a huge budget kind of thing.
And the other thing we're not thinking when we're talking about this right now is like, make this your Boba Fett, blah, blah, blah. But like in 6 months, we're going to be like, who's that guy? Who's that guy? I'll make a movie about him. The way they're expanding, they can go anywhere. We're going to be sick of Star Wars soon.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Bite your tongue, sir.
Oh, exactly.
I went to JCPenney's to pick up a new work shirt the other day, and half of the men's section was Star Wars.
As God intended, sir.
Damn right. Honestly, God, 2 weeks ago, just for shits and giggles, I went on my phone and I just watched the trailer again.
Yeah. I do that probably about twice a week.
It's so good.
I also went, I was at the store picking up some stuff this weekend with the youngin', and we walked by they do all the Star Wars crap on the end caps, right?
Yeah.
And I walked by and I saw, and I had to have it. It was a Stormtrooper popcorn bucket.
Wow.
Plastic, all that kind of stuff. And I'm just like, and I turned 5 right there in that aisle. And yeah. It's just like, I gotta have it. You know, and I don't even like popcorn.
But it was the X-Wing sweatshirt that got me.
I think it was, what was it, Wing? Was it last week that I showed you guys the 8 or 9 foot Millennium Falcon or whatever it was?
Yep.
And Beef and Wing had not heard of this. And I said, yeah, it's got a big old Millennium Falcon. Oh, we haven't heard of this. I put the link in there. I even Beef, who is not a Star Wars fan,
I was ready to buy it.
He actually squeed.
I mean, I'm a fan of large action figures and toys and stuff like that, but this is, it's a room. You have to redo your basement to put it somewhere. No. I totally do it.
But what you actually said is like you don't care about the Millennium Falcon. You want the TIE Fighter.
I do. I do want the TIE Fighter.
Because TIE Fighters are cooler, basement. Man. No, your basement. No, you raise your roof up another level. You put a glass third floor up there, and you place that puppy up there in a big, huge display case. That's what you do with that Millennium.
Says the man who has an 8 foot square foot, or you know, 16 square foot podcasting room.
It's all mine.
I have put myself in my own display box.
Just like the Enterprise in the Smithsonian. That's me.
That's me. It's about how much room I have.
Actually, that's about right.
Yeah. Well, that is the news, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
I had one more thing. Did you guys see
Nope, didn't see it. That was great. Let's move on. I'm sorry.
You're such a dick, Beef.
I know. I had to do what I had to. I've been a dick to all of them.
He's getting old. He needs to go to bed.
No. I still got plenty of time. This is way earlier than a WA. Diaper.
I call it Miper.
Miper.
Did you guys see the Foo Fighters thing where they did the Rockin' 1000?
No.
What? No. Oh, my God.
Now I'm interested. The last thing I've seen of him is him on this guitar drone.
Sorry. Hold on. Yeah. They had Italy wanted the Foo Fighters to come back to Italy, these guys. So they put together this thing where 1,000 rockers, I think they had 250 drum kits, 250 basses, 250 guitars, and 250 lead singers do at one time in a field learn to fly by the Foo Fighters.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
That's awesome.
And it was fucking amazing. I mean, I know it's not media, but it kind of is. But I mean, just watch this and when you have a spare second. It is and all of them, like you're watching the drummer and they're all on beat. I mean, every one of them, they got these lights that help the drummers time their stuff, but there's 250 of them out in an outdoor thing. Drummers. And they're all doing this Learn to Fly, and it is, look, it is fucking amazing. It will renew your faith in independent rock and traditional music. Seriously. They posted it today. Cool. It's already got about 2 million views.
Yeah.
Wow. But
that's crazy. Look at that. That's awesome.
That's impressive.
I'm looking at it right now thinking, how are all those microphones plugged in?
My God. And they pulled audio from it. I mean, there's a good clean signal from it. I mean, the sheer magnitude of cable that has to run to that. What kind of mixer do you put that many inputs in?
Yeah.
No idea.
Wow.
The like magnetism and shit surging through that field.
Oh my God. You know? The aliens are coming.
All of you have cancer. All of you have cancer now.
Be glowing on the way home. You don't need headlights.
Aliens right now in Alpha Centauri are like, that's a good fucking song.
But I mean, that many amps and that many drums and that many mics and all.
And you
of
notice all the drummers have noise canceling headphones on.
Well, you'd have to. You'd
oh
have
God,
to
yeah.
Sit in a field of drummers.
Not all of them, but the majority. Yeah, you'd be you'd lose
and
your
they're
mind.
All in a row too.
That's yeah. Really a nice setup.
It's amazing. The guy who did it said it took him a year to put together and get everybody there. And everybody, this wasn't a sponsored event. They all came on their own money and their own time to play one song one time.
Wow. Yeah, but that's
just
it.
The fucking setup for that.
Yeah.
Like time wise, I don't even, yeah, the cables is ridiculous and all that. But then you take that into actual man hours.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, it had to be just a mammoth undertaking. It had to take days to set up, and then they're going to do it for one song, and then it's done. I mean, that's it. That's all they did.
I love when you see the long shot down the line of the drummers, and they're all hammering it at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, they're all on beat, every one of them. It's an amazing thing to watch, and I know I interrupted the operator closing, but
that's okay.
And the conductor
this is actually
just
pretty good.
Dancing. He's not even actually.
It's got
2 million
views, and it was published today.
Yep. Well, yeah, but that's freaking impressive.
80,000 likes. Yeah.
But, that is impressive shit.
This is going to go far, and if the Foo Fighters don't respond to this, I will be very surprised because Dave Grohl has a history of doing weird shit.
Well, when he played with his leg broken.
I love that. Yeah. Did you guys see that video?
Have you seen that?
Is he the one that fell off the stage recently?
Yeah, he fell off the stage, and you hear him like, I think I broke my leg! I broke my fucking leg! And they kind of take a break while they're doing other songs because they all have other bands and everything. And then he came back with the medic and finished the show.
I was going to say, didn't he bring like his doctor or something like that
him? He was stone as hell at that point. But
yeah. No, they brought a paramedic on stage that held his leg in place for the rest of the show. And now he's touring with his orthopedic surgeon. And I think he had his surgeon on stage with him at their last show. And he's doing a cover of White Stripes. So he's got the surgeon singing now on stage with him.
Where did he break his leg?
Sweden. Uppsala.
No, not on his leg.
I don't know, but he has a really huge chest.
What part of the leg is Sweden?
No, he
right
broke
above
the ulna. So right above the ankle, the small leg bone in the lower leg.
Yeah, that's got to suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. But while he was... Well, he was stoned. He designed like a...
That's the fib, isn't it? Tib fib? Yeah. Anyways. Small bone, lower leg.
It hurts. But yeah, he designed that rock throne or something with like a bunch of guitar and laser coming out of it. It's crazy. You look at the videos of that and it was like, yeah, I was pretty high on whatever when I did that because he broke his leg. But he didn't cancel the tour. He's on tour with a broken leg. It's crazy. The guy is a real rocker.
He's. I would not be surprised to see him go to what is this, Cesena, Italy.
Yeah,
he would totally. I'm guessing, and they tell you in the video when you have time to watch it. They'll tell you at the end. He's like, look, you know, a lot of people are going to watch this, but it was really designed for an audience of five. And he names them all and is like, look, you know. We did the best we could to get your attention here. And it's just a beautiful video. If you guys haven't seen it, anyone who's listening to this hasn't seen it, all 12 of you, check it out because it's worth it.
Yeah. And now Ferris is not listening to the podcast anymore.
Thanks, everybody. We will see you next week. Peace.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to gunnageek.com and you will find all of our contact information and other shows. You can also visit legendspodcast.com where you will find our complete archive. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legend Stream Canada or Gunna Geek. No infringement is intended.
Hey, Beef.
Beef is somewhere.
French, they suck at war.
Okay.
They do.
Yeah, that, no, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Just making sure we're all on the same page.
And apparently finding aircraft.
Yeah, they found a wing.
I think that was the whole world that sucked at finding that aircraft. It's only been 18 plus months.
I know where it is.
You know where it is?
Yeah, it's at the bottom of the damn ocean.
But could
well, that's
you find it?
That was deep.
Could you find...
I see what you did, Sam.
I see what you did, Sam.
Deep, deep, deep.
Ocean.
Yeah.
Abso-deep penis-lutely.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Penis.
I love it. Sean,
my time has come.
Sean is just on the cast and the random penis flow forth. That sounded bad, but still, you know what I meant.
I think that was good, Beef. That was good.
Well, you know, I'll take random penis. That's nice. That's nice.
Why is no one editing this cast right now?
If you boys want to go live, I'm all set to go live.
No, we're not going live.
It's no big deal. It's all set.
It's a waste of time.
It's ready to go.
That's what she said?
Got the Gonna Geek post ready. Got the YouTube ready. Mixler's ready. All you guys got to do is say yes.
So not only
so
can,
no.
So let's see. Not only can we have people not listen to us as a download, we can infuriate them instantly.
Sure. Yeah.
Let's do that. That sounds like a plan.
Be surprised. They'd love to hear you guys live.
Right. They pretty much do anyways. Wing doesn't edit.
Point. Point. I do edit a little bit.
Bullshit. Only when you emphasize my do you edit.
There's which no bumps on is not editing, sir.
Well, it counts.
Well, he did technically edit the original sound file, but you're right. It isn't for any actual audio prep. Is that Sean with the harmonica?
Sean is playing the harmonica.
Oh, sorry. I thought.
No, it's all good,
that.
Dude.
I thought you couldn't hear that. It's a harmonica, dude. How could we not hear that?
It vibrates sound.
Your wife is a lucky woman.
I seriously just came a little bit.
When did that happen?
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Just I knew somebody was going to sing it.
Well, it's natural.
It was the most effeminate one of us, too. That's all right, Wing. I was thinking it. I just didn't sing it.
Okay.
If you wouldn't have done it right away, I would have followed, and then you could have made the joke on me. It's
okay.
Yeah,
because I'm playing a manly harmonica. Yeah, yeah. So effeminate.
The harmonica here is like the biggest thing because it's like the national instrument or something.
What? Yeah. Of Canada?
No.
No. No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. No. I was going to say.
Another Canadian here, not the national instrument.
Of Quebec.
Skin flute?
Bagpipes, right?
No. But like during holidays and everything, everybody breaks out harmonica and the old family. It's getting lost right now. But
I didn't know that.
Well, wow, that's pretty cool.
Show me how to blow it.
Well, first you must put your lips around it.
Blew him right in the middle of the street. Okay.
Away, Wing.
Away.
Away. Away.
That was an early classic.
Take this job and shovel it.
But the thing is that I like watching Fast and Furious 6, and you know, it's the scene at the end of that. So every time I'm like, yeah, okay, blew him away.
Wait. Fast and Furious, even 6, is like an American action movie, which you typically hate, sir.
It's actually buddy comedies he hates.
Buddy comedies he hates much more.
Somebody wants to have you guys review Crocodile Dundee.
Stop it.
Ooh. Oh, it's a classic.
I could maybe get behind the first one.
Yeah, all the other ones are
definitely
shit,
not
I love the first
one.
Yeah, well, definitely not the third one. The second
Although,
one...
Admittedly, and I'll mention this when we talk about the movie, that moment where the guy's about to push the knife through the mattress, all I could think of was, that's a knife.
That's not a knife.
That's a knife.
That's a knife.
Yeah, that man's like an embarrassing national Australian treasure, too.
Didn't he marry the chick from the movie?
Oh, yeah. No, they were married for a long time.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Huh.
And then I guess she finally got tired of him, but
yeah. Always say shrimp on the Barbie so many times before you're just like, okay, I know, yes.
Don't say it that way.
Ask anybody from Australia. I'll bet you they don't say shrimp on the Barbie.
You know, we have a couple Australian
yes,
fans.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. We could ask them. Shannon talks to one all the time.
Liberty.
Yeah, beef.
It's like, everybody loves me. Off, everybody.
I just walk into a room.
I'm the Donald Trump of this podcast. Everybody loves me.
So, as your executive producer, I have a request from the network that you guys record.
As your what of a who?
That. Hey, thank you.
Okay. You guys record new pre-rolls.
No. We do. And there we go.
You have requested and they have rejected. So
polite in cast marketing. Hey, we're talking about a flash news segment. Hey, check out the ping pong.
Yeah, this is the pre-roll.
I still don't want to do it.
This is a pre-roll.
It's a thing we already did for.
We already did it. See, it says it there in the title.
We changed it. Come on.
Man.
I know you love it.
One for each of you and then a combined one.
We gotta do each.
Will you hold my penis while we record the pre-roll?
Wow,
he might use tongue.
Hey, Op has no problem manhandling me, but tongue.
You know.
Oh, sure.
I. Okay, all right.
If you said tongue wouldn't be required,
yeah.
All I had to do was show up and talk to Wing.
You
said no tongue.
I'm gonna ask the professional to go first. Neil, you need to go first.
Oh, you mean like right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
What?
That's the way to get ready.
Oh, hang on. Let's just edit the doc you sent then.
Oh, there's a doc?
I can't make up my
head. It's in the show notes. I mean, not the show notes.
All
in
you
the,
have to do
box.
Is say what's on there without anybody else talking, which for this crew is going to be hard.
That's never going to happen.
Seriously, this is just silly.
Beef's like, this is happening? I don't know. How did we get here?
Is this really happening?
Who let Stargate Pioneer on?
Did I not say
oh? This is view only.
It's view only? I don't care.
It's view
Why
only.
Are you, what sure. do you need to change, though?
I'm well, your
okay, who's,
from
who wants to be W?
Who wants to be double?
Hey, isn't this the same one I've heard on the other ones? So we're all doing the exact same thing, right?
Yeah, you had version one when you recorded before. This is version two.
Oh, this is version two. Okay. All right.
I want a pony.
Recently.
Hi, I'm Penis.
Hi, I don't really want to record this. You know our cast. If you don't listen.
See what I have to work with?
Hi, I'm visiting. My name is Vulva.
Vulva?
As a guest here on Wings Use Penis Cast, I listen to Gunna Geek Network. You should
I like
too.
It. Stupid.
You are on the network.
Yes, you are.
You look, did this before.
And so is your wife.
Ooh.
Look, I'm not into the technicalities. I don't have to do producing on this one. I don't have to take notes. All I got to do is like sort of
show up and talk
and
about
show
penis.
Up and do and give Wing crap. That's my whole job here tonight.
Sounds
it's
like
great.
I show off once a year. It's good.
Somebody added my I can't edit.
Just refresh. Refresh the page.
I see hasn't changed, y'all.
Flap F5. Come on, flap F5.
Flap, there right. we go. Hang on, I had to get the penis out.
There you go. Now it's working.
You know what? Why do steaks a lot? You know, we got to do I'm Dirk Ferguson.
You're welcome.
That's semantic. One action.
Oh yes,
that was good.
And now Beef's getting pissed off, like he keeps turning to Darren Ferguson.
If you really record it as Turd Ferguson, we're going to have to record it again until you say beef.
No, you won't. Why?
I'm the editing that stuff. We'll just give you a decent take. Go, run.
Clown of Gunna Geek. It's how it goes. They don't know who the Damn, they don't care.
You would be surprised.
He's the clowny that's got that voice. I don't give a
he's
what
the
his name
clowny
is.
Clowny. My God.
But he's our clowny. His nickname is Starfish.
Starfish were railroad tracks. I had a hammer.
Starfish Rodriguez.
I'm Neil from Legends Podcast, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Operator.
I'm Operator from Legends Podcast, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed on are each of the cafe. Yeah, you.
Take two, Turd Ferguson.
Not at it, Wayne.
Okay, here we go. Okay. I'm Operator from Legends Podcast, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness starts in 3, 2, 1.
Turd Ferguson.
I can't even do this. I'm giggling too
much. Who the let him on this show? Seriously. You know, now I gotta work and be like cool.
Hi, I'm Turd Ferguson from Legends Podcast, a member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual, who usually don't match up with mine, because I'm the crazy whack of the casts. Check out all of the other podcasts at GunnaGeek.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
I say we keep that one.
Can you do one as beef, though, please?
Sure.
Yeah, get the GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
You know what? Maybe if you spell it out next time a little more semantically or phonetically, I'll get it. I just almost read I'm Turd Ferguson. I looked up and my brain was like, drop the clutch, you're ready to go.
Hey, why am I Turd Ferguson?
We love beef. He makes us go.
All right. Shut up, you Klingon. I meant the you get from the toilet paper, not the alien.
I was going to say, well, I'm a dynastic warrior. That's pretty cool.
Shut up. I'm Beef from Legends Podcast, a member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
With that voice, I'm going to make you record all the pre-show we have.
Huh? Yep, every single one.
Don't worry about it, Beef. You won't edit it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
Wing, I got a taint you can lick. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
And you can begin licking my taint in 3, 2, 1.
Well, I'll even buy you a ticket.
That taint won't lick itself, homie.
It'd be amazing if it would.
Hey, John D., you're up.
I'm Wing from Legends Podcast, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Masturbation!
Hey, that was great, Wing. Could you do it in English this time?
No.
No, broken English, remember?
All right, the four of you got to work together.
Ready?
No.
I was going to say, that's never happened. I know these three.
Neil, go.
I'm Neil.
Oh, wait a
I'm recording. It doesn't matter.
Impatient
professionals here, damn it.
Jesus.
Take it in their way.
I'm Neil.
I'm Operator.
I'm Beef.
And I'm Wing from Legends Podcast,
a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network,
just like the one you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual.
Check out all the other podcasts
at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready,
because geekiness begins in
3, 2, 1.
Action.
That's a wrap.
Nice.
Even though it's still technically one cast, but yeah.
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 Okay.
I'm confused. Well, I thought Wing said he was going to break it up.
Yeah, but you, yeah.
Oh, I thought you weren't going to break it up.
Wait a minute.
Now I'm
Wing's breaking up with you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He doesn't like our style of music.
We've had a lot of fights lately. It's just we've kept it quiet.
Well, that's probably good, because the podcast will probably get out sooner that way then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, op and I'll just will it into existence.
Yep. Oh, that's the pot calling the kettle black. Yeah. How long did it take you to get VOD out last time?
Oh, back up.
Oh,
it was only 5 days. It's Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's 4 weeks behind.
Days? Holy shit, dude.
Mr. EP Professional. Do you f*** with me? I work here.
Where?
You haven't showed up for work in like 2 years.
That's the point.
I started again. I'm new again, man. I'm popping my cherry.
You're just mad because some actors started calling us out. That's all.
Oh, man, you're not kidding.
What?
I couldn't believe that. The actors on Defiance were like, hey, man, where's the cast?
Where's the cast?
I was like shamed into publishing a podcast by the cast. Yeah.
That's funny.
So great. Oh.
And now Sean's playing his harmonica again.
Yeah. Sorry. Forgot to mute it.
All right. Should we start a movie or what?
Yep. Let's talk about the movie.
You guys are sluts. I love you all.